Chapter 30 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie. When Xu Jing came out from the courtyard, he was going to go straight through the small garden, but heard an intermittent cry. Xu Jing followed the voice to find it, pushed aside the dense branches of hibiscus, and saw Zhu Yuanyuan squatting down and crying. Not knowing what to do, Xu Jing also squatted down and asked with concern, "Cousin Yuanyuan, what happened to you?" Seeing someone coming, Zhu Yuanyuan hurriedly sniffed and wiped away the tears with his sleeves. "Why did you come here?" Zhu Yuanyuan asked. Xu Jing smiled kindly and said, "I heard the sound of crying over here and was worried, so I came over to take a look." Then Xu Jing grabbed Zhu Yuanyuan's hand and said, "Cousin, if you have any troubles, you can tell me, it will be better if you talk about it. Maybe, I can think of a way to help her cousin." Zhu Yuanyuan appreciated Xu Jing's kindness and consideration, but how could he say such things freely? So Zhu Yuanyuan refused, "It's nothing, thank you Xu Jing, I'm much better now." He was about to stand up, but to his surprise, Xu Jing hesitated and asked, "Is it about Sister Ting?" Zhu Yuanyuan was taken aback and quickly asked, "How do you know?" "My father said that my cousin's appearance is outstanding, and his personality is gentle and considerate. I'm afraid I'm going to bother you in the future." The sadness in Zhu Yuanyuan's heart poured out again, and Xu Jing rushed to comfort him. "But my cousin doesn't like me at all, I can't be my cousin's husband, Xu Jing, does my cousin dislike me for coming from a small place, not as good as cousin husband," sobbed Zhu Yuanyuan, grabbed Xu Jing and poured out of control. "Cousin Yuanyuan, don't cry, it's not good if people hear you." Zhu Yuanyuan was so frightened that he quickly shut up and began to hiccup, his eyes were teary, which made people feel pity when they saw him. "Cousin Yuanyuan, come with me." Xu Jing pulled Zhu Yuanyuan up from the ground and brought him into his boudoir. "Cousin Yuanyuan, I actually liked you from the moment we met. I was so happy when father said that you might be able to join our family. You are so beautiful and have a good personality, and the Lord likes you, so how could Sister Ting refuse to marry you? I was especially looking forward to you becoming my brother-in-law." Xu Jing pretended to complain unintentionally. Zhu Yuanyu was caught in the pain of being rejected by someone he admired. It seemed like everyone and Lord Han, his own father, would not help him anymore. Even he himself felt that it was because he was not good enough for Xu Ting that he was rejected. After all, he had seen how good Xu Ting's righteous ruler Du Xian was. But recently, someone who thought Xu Ting should marry him had suddenly appeared. It was like grabbing a life-saving straw. Even though they only ever met a few times before, Zhu Yuanyuan has already treated Xu Jing as an ally and close friend whom he could rely on and trust him with. "So what, my cousin doesn't like me and won't marry me?" Xu Jing showed a very hesitant look. "Xu Jing, what do you want to say?" Zhu Yuanyuan asked. With a desperate expression, Xu Jing said, "As far as I know, what Sister Ting likes most is a man like you, cousin." Zhu Yuanyuan's heart jumped, and a huge surprise rushed into his head. He looked at Xu Jing with teary eyes and asked, "Really?" Xu Jing nodded, "Yes. That's why Sister Ting refuses to marry you, cousin. I think it's incredible, unless..." "Unless what?" Zhu Yuanyuan was completely led away by Xu Jing. "Sister Ting is the best woman in the world and respects her husband very much. If brother-in-law Du Xian doesn't agree, Sister Ting will regretfully refuse even if she likes cousin Yuanyuan more." "Xu Jing, you mean that my cousin likes me, right?" Zhu Yuanyuan held Xu Jing's hand tightly. But after being subtly rejoicing for a while, Zhu Yuanyuan immediately fell into despair. "So what? My cousin's husband is jealous. As long as he doesn't agree, my cousin will never marry me." Zhu Yuanyuan covered his face and cried. Xu Jing took away Zhu Yuanyu's hand, wiped his tears, and coaxed, "Cousin Yuanyuan, I will help you." Du Xian had been busy with the decoration of the Qingyue Garden recently, but now he had to pause this matter. In September of the Golden Autumn, the Royal Autumn Hunting, WHIC, was the favorite of Sage, was about to begin, and Xu Ting was certainly on the accompanying list. If Xu Ting was going, she would naturally bring Du Xian with her. Therefore, Du Xian needed to personally keep an eye on Xu Qin and the others to pack the gifts. As a husband, he didn't want Xu Ting to eat and live badly on the hunting ground. Du Xian got off the carriage, entered the gate and walked quickly towards Qingfeng Courtyard. To go to Qingfeng Courtyard, he had to pass through the side garden of the Zhenbian Palace. He was already familiar with this road. Unexpectedly, today was a little different. When passing through the doorway, Zhu Yuanyuan, who was waiting in a quiet pavilion in the garden, called out Du Xian. "Cousin brother-in-law, please stay for a while. Huh, Du Cyan stopped. During the time when Zhu Yuanyuan entered the palace, Du Cyan was busy with the affairs of Qingyu Garden, so he only met Zhu Yuanyuan and his father once, and was not very familiar with them. However, Du Cyan heard Xu Ting talk about the life experience of her uncle and cousin, and it was quite pitiful, so Xu Ting said that in the autumn hunting, she would also take Zhu Yuanyuan as his younger brother, and like Xu Yu and Xu Jing, Du Cyan agreed. The nature of the royal autumn hunting was not just a hunting activity, it was a large-scale social interaction. The empress used it to test the princess, connect the feelings of hundreds of officials, exercise the combat effectiveness of the soldiers, and the prince who followed could also quietly find their love. There would definitely be many noble women attending the autumn hunting. Xu Xuan, queen of Zhenbian, was guarding Wangguan and could not attend, so Han Ji could not go, and the only one who could take care of Xu brothers was Du Cyan, the brother-in-law. According to the ethical requirements, unmarried princes must be led by their elders if they want to participate in social activities. Du Cyan, as a brother-in-law, was young, but was in line with the rules. Knowing that his father-in-law and wife wanted to help this poor cousin find a good wife and family, Du Cyan was also full of pity and care for Zhu Yuanyuan. Is there something wrong with cousin Yuanyuan? Du Cyan asked smilingly as he walked into the pavilion. Du Cyan didn't expect Zhu Yuanyuan to cry before he spoke, and knelt down with tears and grabbed Du Cyan and said, "Cousin brother-in-law, I beg you, please don't stop my cousin from marrying me, okay? I have a humble background, I can't stop you from doing anything, I just like my cousin very much. Cousin brother-in-law, please help me and my cousin." Du Cyan's gentle smile instantly froze into ice, he felt that what he saw in front of him and what he heard with his ears was simply ridiculous. But then his heart flashed with uncertainty and panic. How could a woman in the world, a woman of noble status like Xu Ting, have only one husband? However, Du Cyan did not expect that he would face this problem so early. Du Cyan involuntarily pulled his hand out of Zhu Yuanyuan's hand, looked at him, and said coldly, "What do you mean?" "Hi everyone, you can donate through Ko-Fi, from the main page. Extra chapters will be released when $8 per chapter has been slowly accumulated on Ko-Fi. Please mention the novel you are supporting. You can donate to us via Ko-Fi, https://ko-fi.com/dragondia.